This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and telemedicine channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with James DeLella, the Vice President of Business Development, Enterprise Sales, and Product Strategy for Voice First by Honeywell. Voice First develops innovative voice solutions for the healthcare market. James, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours, and doing well over here. So first of all, what is EHR Voice Overlay, and how does it work?
Sure. EHR Voice Overlay, it's a profound leap forward in time to a completely voice-enabled clinical workflow process. So it's a voice-driven two-way interaction between the clinician and the EHR system. And it's a result of really revolutionary methodology of thinking, whereas a clinician can navigate through the Voice First mobile application by voice, non-sequentially, inputs clinical data by voice, such as blood pressure, range of motion, billable minutes, and also inputs open narrative, free text, dictation elements that address, for example, any subjective findings of the patient encounter. And those are the things that are virtually impossible to accurately capture with the current mouse click, drop down, and keyboard input methods. So it does all those things, and then it also features a two-way conversational functionality where a clinician can ask a question, for example, a known frequently desired data set such as last vitals or review isolation precautions, and the application will read it back via TTS text-to-speech technology. And then at the end of the conclusion of the encounter, all that data is then sent to and appears in the EHR system at the much-desired discrete element level.
Now, how is Voice First voice solution different than Nuance and other dictation-based voice systems?
Sure. Absolutely. It's very different. One could say that the only commonality with other voice solutions is the actual use of speech, the input medium. So Voice First, if you take a step up and back, Voice First foundationally takes the EHR clinical workflow screens as identified by the clinicians who are immersed daily, right, in each workflow, and it recreates them running natively on a mobile device. So this in and of itself is a significant differentiator. Voice First is not a Citrix browser-based mirror of the EHR screens on an iPad, for example, which is widely what you find out there. Voice First runs natively, and competitive solutions are generally designed to capture the all-important open narrative, free text, subjective findings of an encounter, transcribe them only, and then populate that text into the appropriate EHR fields for voice-centric clinicians. And again, this is an exercise to usually address the bottleneck of the patient encounter. So I could sum it up by saying that workflow navigation by voice, discrete data input by voice, open narrative capture, and the two-way conversational readback of the historical data via TTS, all of that functionality in the same mobile solution make Voice First totally unique and a leap ahead.
Good news there. And with which EMRs does Voice First integrate?
Voice First is completely EMR, EHR agnostic. We've integrated with Meditech, and we recently tested our interface to Cerner. And there are a number of technologies becoming much more commonplace to satisfy the need for EMR connectivity. And there's also a host of third-party integration vendors. And for the most part, they cover all of the significant EMR systems in play and really many of the smaller specialized boutique EMR systems. So I would say that there's a spotlight on interoperability, all right, and the future is here, and EMR connectivity is no longer the vendor block barrier that it once was just 5 to 7 years ago. I think those days and that type of thinking are long in the past.
Today we are with James DeLello, the Vice President of Business Development, Enterprise Sales and Product Strategy for Voice First by Honeywell, that develops innovative voice solutions for the healthcare market here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and telemedicine channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. James, how does Voice First benefit healthcare organizations?
Sure. The Voice First benefits are immediate and quite tangible. So there's improved HCA, HPS, patient satisfaction scores, reduced after-shift charting overages and errors. It eliminates post-visit or end-of-shift record management as the patient's record is accurate at the point of care. Improved patient outcomes, which obviously reduces readmitting rates. Improved clinical documentation, patient-facing clinicians spending more time with the patient and less time charting and manually updating EMR data. Increased collaboration and coordination of care. Voice First allows the EMR system to move at the pace of the clinician, and it provides real-time patient data. And then another, lastly, to point out that it reduces downstream coding and reimbursement issues.
And lastly, how does Voice First benefit clinicians?
Great question. Well, the government mandated forced adoption of EMR and reimbursement incentives created an artificial market for dozens of immature EMR products. And so there's a widely known and accepted up to 30% productivity revenue loss across healthcare due to the time spent on input of clinical data to inefficient, counterintuitive EMR systems. So using keyboard systems, clinicians spend more than 35% of their time on documentation. 85% of physicians indicate that they spend extra time on documentation now with EMR, and 66% are seeing fewer patients to compensate for that. EMR systems, you know, they increase the screen gaze time by more than 100%, rising from 25% to 55% of the encounter, and obviously that results in less eye contact and less meaningful conversation with the patient. So this is a really big problem. So Voice First, at its very fundamental core and really the genesis of you know, addressing this problem, it increases hands-on time with the patient, complete mobility on an intuitive, very familiar mobile device, improves job satisfaction, improves performance, and you know, clinicians are working within a known workflow as defined by them. So there's nothing faster and more accurate in capturing the full story of the patient than the speed of thought and the human narrative in real time. And that's what it does.
You got to love that. How about telling our audience where they can learn more about Voice First?
Sure. It's www.voicefirstsolutions.com.
Easy enough. And also, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip or anything else we should know about Voice First by Honeywell?
Nothing other than this is, this is the Wild West of these solutions. This is science fiction that became a fully commercialized, realized solution. And we're very excited about it. And we just, you know, we're having a great time thinking about how to make a very complex problem very, very simple as possible. So please, by all means, visit and investigate it.
Well, Mr. DeLello, certainly is our pleasure and honor to be a part of relaying the information about Voice First by Honeywell, and I certainly have enjoyed your joining us here today on Health Radio.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with James DeLello, the Vice President of Business Development, Enterprise Sales and Product Strategy for Voice First by Honeywell, that develops innovative voice solutions for the healthcare market. And once again, the website of reference and for more information is voicefirstsolutions.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and telemedicine channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.